they're 10% off. If you're looking to buy a plate or something for compaction, they're 10% off. So there's chances for you to buy all kinds of things here. But understand this, we handle only high-quality products. We sell American-made, and we want you to have it for the rest of your life. We really want you to become part of our family. So doing so, you'll end up with great products.
All right, Tom, thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you soon.
Well, it sounds good. You take care.
That's Tom Mueller from Mueller Implement on this Friday morning report from WRCO.
From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As President Biden and former President Donald Trump prepare to debate next week, there is a lot of money being raised for their campaigns. Here's ABC's Em Nguyen.
Former President Trump and the RNC appear to have out-fundraised President Biden's campaign for a second consecutive month. The Biden's campaign and the DNC revealing they brought in $85 million last month, far short of the $141 million raised by Trump's political operation.
More than a dozen Supreme Court decisions are still to be handed down with just a week to go before the justices break for this summer. A big one yet to be announced, whether presidents, including Donald Trump, deserve absolute immunity from criminal prosecution for any actions taken while in office. The heat dome that stretches from the Missouri Valley and Great Plains up into the Northeast, leaving more than 100 million people sweltering, the weather leading to Amtrak problems along the nation's busiest rail corridor Thursday. This is ABC News. A police chase turning into a shooting in Milwaukee. Cops tried to stop a vehicle in connection with the possible carjacking. At one point, the car backed up into a police cruiser. That's when another officer opened fire, hitting two of the six people inside. Police Chief Jeffrey Norman.
The gunshot injured suspects are an 18-year-old Milwaukee female who has life-threatening injuries, a 17-year-old Milwaukee male who has serious injuries. We are aware that the 18-year-old female was pregnant, and unfortunately, the baby did not survive.
The officer has been placed on administrative leave. Under arrest in Arkansas, Stacy Lee Drake, the man accused of four killings in Oklahoma and Alabama. He was found hiding in the woods after a nearly two-day manhunt. And an American swimming star nailing down a ring at the Olympic trials. Just after Lily King qualified for the games in her second event, her boyfriend knelt down and proposed. King said yes, the couple both swimmers at Indiana University. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Are you saving enough to maintain your current lifestyle throughout your retirement years? Is it time to increase your retirement plan contributions? Could you get more out of your retirement plan if you changed your allocation of funds?
Rob Reddish at PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, can help you determine if it would be in your best interest to make these or other changes to your retirement plan. Call him today at 608-588-9946 or simply stop by any local branch to arrange a free, no-obligation personal consultation. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA/SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value. 65 degrees in Richland Center. We'll check forecast details for the weekend coming up. It is 5 minutes after 7.
Hey there, folks. It's time to celebrate. Richland Locker is marking one incredible year at the new retail store. Get ready to savor the mouth-watering top sirloin steaks for just $6.48 a pound and tender, juicy beef tenderloin for only $16.98 a pound. And that's not all. Enjoy 10% off all deli items in the case. Delicious deals you don't want to miss. Stop by and say hi and enter your name for a chance to win a fantastic cookout bundle, camping bundle, or picnic pack. Richland Locker, your local butcher shop with unbeatable prices and friendly faces. See you soon.
Looking for the perfect lift chair? A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center has you covered. We carry the Ultra Comfort line of lift chairs. These top-of-the-line American-made lift chairs are customizable with options like extendable footrests, waterproof fabric, and some have a weight capacity of up to 600 pounds. Whether you need extra help standing or just want to lounge in luxury, visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street today for the ultimate in comfort and convenience. Your perfect lift chair is waiting.
The House on the Rock attraction between Dodgeville and Spring Green has a wide variety of jobs for a wide variety of people. They are hiring for retail sales, hospitality positions, maintenance and upkeep, and admission openings. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit houseontherock.com. Find your perfect job today.
A high of 80 today with showers and thunderstorms developing. Humid with occasional rain and thunderstorms tonight, a low of 67. Saturday muggy with intermittent showers and thunderstorms, a high near 80. And Sunday clouds mixing with sun, less humid, a high of 80 degrees. We have some fog at the WRCO studios. No precipitation today after receiving 7/100ths yesterday. Just enough to wet things down again. Yesterday's high was 71. Our area will be under a flash flood watch beginning early this afternoon until early Saturday afternoon for Vernon, Crawford, and Richland counties, and until 7 Saturday night for Sauk County. Right now on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge, it is 66 degrees in Richland Center.
My big brother rode an Indian scout. He was black like his jacket. American spirit hanging out of his mouth, just like our daddy. He kick-started that bike one night and broke mama's heart. He pointed that headlight west, out where the wild things are. He'd call me up every couple of weeks, South California. Talk about the desert and the Joshua tree, his pretty girl stories, and how he bought an Airstream trailer and a J45 guitar. Said, little brother, you'd love it out here, out where the wild things are. Called my brother from the back of that plane the second I made it. We started drinking on the strip in L.A. And then it got crazy.
hearts on fire and crazy dreams.
Luke Combs on FM 100.9, Country and Community. It is now 11 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock as we prepare for the weekend.
Saw the man in black, spotlight in the air. Heard a thousand screams, I saw my daddy stare. Feel like I've been running since the day that I was born. Eagle on my back, phoenix on my arm. This goes out to the drifters and all of the dreamers ready to fly. All those wannabe rock stars lifting their guitars and painting the sky. Can you hear me? All you lost ones who aren't really lost ones, keep shouting your lie. This goes out to the wild cards and all of the wild hearts just like mine. You'll never amount to anything. You're just wasting your time chasing the tail of a dragon kind of dream. But I'm here to tell you anything can happen in this life if you got the heart and the passion and a godlit fire inside. This goes out to the drifters and all of the dreamers ready to fly. All those wannabe rock stars lifting their guitars and painting the sky. Can you hear me? All you lost ones who aren't really lost ones, keep shouting your lie. This goes out to the wild cards and all of the wild hearts just like mine. Out to the drifters and all of the dreamers who are ready to fly. All you born to be rock stars are lifting your guitars and painting the sky. Oh! This goes out to the drifters and all of the dreamers who are ready to fly. All those born to be rock stars are lifting your guitars and painting the sky. Out to the wild cards, who's got a wild heart just like mine?
Keith Urban, getting wild today. That's right, out where the wild things are, and now the wild hearts are roaming free, and so is Lady Bell. Lady Bell, get out of Highway 14 there. That's dangerous. Anyway, hey, congratulations to Brenda Dieter, who came through the line, was caller 6. She heard Lady Bell make her morning cry, and she wins courtesy of Quick Trip at the intersection of Highway 14 and County O. Lisa and the gang there saw Lisa last night, in fact, in Casanova, so she's probably made her way to Quick Trip by now, so say hey to her this morning. But Brenda, boy, she's behaved herself this week. She gets to drink chocolate milk on Friday. How about that? Something I never did as a child. Couldn't do it. Anyway, We'll see what old Hank is up to in a few. Right now, Scotty McCreary.
I've sent a dozen texts and I ain't heard jack. I guess she's busy playing hard to get back. So I bought roses and her favorite wine, thinking we'd be making up in no time. But I'm parked out here on her street. Looks like the joke's on me. Sitting here, I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on her bedroom wall. It's looking like my plan didn't work out at all. Heartbreak turned into broke up. So now I'm finding out how a heartbreak tastes with a silver oak 1998. Drinking cabin solo, solo in the cab of my truck. I thought about taking it back to the store, 'cause it's the nicest bottle that I ever paid for. But then again, if I had that money back, I'd just find a bar and go run up a tab. I could go for a whiskey, I could go for a beer, but hell, I'm already here. Sitting here, I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on her bedroom wall. It's looking like my plan didn't work out at all. Heartbreak turned into broke up.
WRCO, WRCE, Friday morning, just ahead of the weekend.
Join Pine Valley Community Village on Sunday, June 23rd from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. or until sold out for the Pine Valley Community Village drive-thru chicken barbecue. For just $13, you can enjoy a delicious meal featuring half a barbecue chicken, potato salad, baked beans, a roll, and a slice of homemade pie. Everyone is welcome, so bring your family and friends for a tasty feast. Drive-thru convenience, amazing food, and a great cause. We'll see you at Pine Valley Community Village June 23rd. Don't miss out. Remember, it's first come, first served.
Step into a world of charm and discovery at the Avoca Mercantile. Embrace the joys of spring. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Explore the extensive array of unique and budget-friendly finds, from exquisite crafts to delightful home decor and gifts for all occasions. With new arrivals daily, there's always a fresh surprise in store at the Avoca Mercantile. Support local artisans and treat yourself to a delightful shopping experience. They can't wait to welcome you.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Join the Hillsboro Alliance Club this Sunday for the 43rd annual Hillsboro Alliance Appreciation Dairy Breakfast at Hillsboro Fireman's Park. From 7 to 12:30, savor a delicious breakfast with pancakes, scrambled eggs, sausage, hash browns, donuts, fruit, cheese, and beverages. Enjoy live entertainment by Warner Creek Bluegrass Extravaganza and the Little German Band. Explore displays, dairy product evaluations, and a fun petting zoo for the kids. It's all happening this Sunday at the Hillsboro Fireman's Park. Don't miss out on the fun and festivities.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We partner with regional hospitals to offer infusion treatments for patients close to home, offering Gamma Guard immunity boosters, blood transfusions, and chemotherapy monitored by an on-site oncologist. For expert infusion care in a familiar environment, call the Kramer Center and ask if your care can be delivered close to home at the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Friday's Roundup is brought to you by Mueller & Sons Excavating, Julie Karen State Farm, and by Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Join us for some Friday fun with Hank and Phil, guaranteed to kickstart your weekend with laughter and entertainment.
It's time for the Roundup.
Buddy.
There's Hank Bray.
I was out there rounding up Lady Bell, and it was Ole.
Yeah, Ole was out there, too. I saw that.
Did you let Lady Bell go to get chocolate milk?
She went down the road anyway, so, you know, hopefully she doesn't go all the way to Equity, because, you know, may not see her.
Yeah, Andy ain't giving her back. Andy's not giving her back.
No, I'm sure she'd be a hot sell right there.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, good to have you. We were in Casanova last night.
How was that?
I was. It was good.
Good.
I always, you know, love to pull in there and it says, Casanova, welcome to Casanova, except Henry Bray, it said at the head parentheses at the bottom. Yeah,
I think I go by Hank.
Yeah, well, that's right.
I wonder if that's Lisa Granger that did that.
Oh, it might be. Yes. She and the gang just gave away some chocolate milk here a little bit
ago. Yes, they did. Isn't that awesome? So, yeah. Anyway, still going to push it. What is today? The 22nd? 21st?
21st.
So we got plenty of time left.
Oh, yeah.
So.
There's more time.
And Julie Cairns. But I'm going to go see if I can get some milk from Julie and then get some chocolate syrup in it. So I do like it that way, too.
Ooh.
Kind of like my ice cream.
Yeah, I like that, too. And then somebody found me some malted milk powder the other night.
Did they really?
Yeah. Anne was telling me, because I was whining about it on the radio. She goes, no, I'll tell you where it is. So she showed me where it was. It was, you know, it was down there by the camping supplies. No, I'm just making that up. We did find it. I can't remember where it was. I think it was by the soy sauce. So, you know, everything. Everything I love is in one spot.
Chocolate syrup, soy sauce, and malted,
I like my sauces. Yeah.
So you actually make malted malts at home then?
Yeah, right. I've got the Hamilton Beach.
I didn't know they had
it. Came about 1970 or something like that.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Does it work pretty good?
Oh, yeah. It's a classic.
Yeah. Kind of like you are, buddy.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, you even got the Hamilton Beach beat on that.
Everything I own. So, in my man cave. And June says... She doesn't go in there because she will get lost. Well, her blood pressure goes up when she goes in there. So
she doesn't go in there and watch the Bears then, does she?
No.
Hey, how did she feel about the Bears getting a new quarterback? I know she liked Justin Fields. I know she didn't.
I haven't really talked to her about it, but you know, kind of left that to maybe to other people to ask her about.
But, I'm not going to say a word. Yeah.
She liked Justin Fields. And she,
I know she did.
She feels like I do that he's going to be a good fit in Pittsburgh.
So. He may be, you know, a different kind of offense.
Yep.
Under Mike Tomlin. He may be a great fit.
Yeah,
so.
I think he might be.
I mean, kind of reminds you of a Cordell Stewart a little bit. So he's got the legs. He's got the strength. So
he'll be competing with Russell Wilson, right? For a
starting
spot.
I believe so. Yeah. So that shouldn't be much of a contest anymore. Russell Wilson's kind of like I am, over the hill with bad knees.
Well, you never know. Again,
but no, but Justin Fields could learn a lot from Russell Wilson.
Right. So we'll wait and see.
Yeah, without question.
How it goes.
Any plans for today, for tonight?
You know, we might make our way around. We might make it to the benefit for Haiti, you know, the catfish fry, and they've got some barbecued chicken out there. So might make our way out there tonight.
Hopefully the rain holds off for that.
Yeah, well, they'll do it rain or shine. You know, they have tents and things like that. But
we don't want you to get wet, though.
Events are a lot better if they can get some good weather.
Yep, they are. They really are. So.
And Vernon County's Dairy Breakfast tomorrow, so they'll be maybe fighting some raindrops. Yep.
And then Sunday, Hillsboro.
Hillsboro has their Fireman's Dairy Breakfast.
Yeah, so.
And the Casanova breakfast is next Sunday.
It's next Sunday. Yeah.
Always the last Sunday in June. Yeah. And that's kind of the culmination of June Dairy Month.
Yep.
Right there.
It is. So, and then, Philip, we have the 4th of July coming.
Right.
So make sure you get your firecrackers and be safe out there.
Yeah.
Are you giving the staff fireworks this year?
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Sweet, but no, are you just going to give us a bunch of punks?
Yeah, well, no, probably give you some of the what are, you know, legal. When I was a kid, it was legal. It was a sparkler and a party pop. You could pull a little string and pop.
Can we do that in here?
Make a mess. No, and snakes. Do they even sell snakes?
Yes,
anymore?
I love snakes.
Yeah.
The greatest invention to put on concrete and be there for a whole year.
Yeah, more than a year.
Oh, yeah.
My mother used to say that, that kid put out those snakes. What a, Jim, what a mess he made out here on the porch.
And now I got to clean it up.
Exactly. What do you do, Hank?
What do you do?
I didn't know they still made snakes. I'll have to go out
and get
some.
Yeah, they do. I'll find you some. Now, I usually go through Missouri about this time of year.
Oh, yeah.
And pick up some Missouri. I mean, I would never.
Oh, you'd never bring them back to Wisconsin because that's not legal, is it?
No.
You're not firework projector.
Oh, I love fireworks.
Yeah.
I absolutely love fireworks. But as you get older, it's like, I'm not going to shoot off $200 worth of fireworks. Literally blow it up.
Yeah, you literally do, that's for sure.
You literally do. So, but they were good for the kids when I was growing up. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and when my kids were growing there, it's all good fun. So. But I have neighbors that will shoot them off until 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, it's July 5th. It's over. Let's go.
We were in, a few years ago, when my daughter and son-in-law lived in Grand Rapids, Michigan, we went there. We were over the 4th of July. And honestly, there were parts of town where it sounded like people were shooting off guns all night long.
All night.
They weren't guns. They were just like boom, 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 boom. I mean, nonstop.
And the thing of it is, my little dog Clementine will get inside my skin on that night.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she will not.
Dogs don't really care for them.
Clemmy does not like loud noises.
Nope.
I can't even cook eggs without her wanting me to hold her. She doesn't like that popping noise or something.
Oh, I was going
to
say, what are you doing cooking eggs and making that much noise?
Well, it's just, it's a good point, Phil.
Yeah, I was going to say,
that's a good point.
The late, great Squirt the Wonder Dog, he didn't like them either, and he would jump in the bathtub.
Would he really?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, that's where you're supposed to go in a storm. You know, it's a safe spot, isn't
it? Well, at least he knew.
He knew that.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So.
But he didn't like it when I was popping corn on the stove either.
Really?
Because I make a lot of noise.
Yeah,
Hank,
you do. Yeah.
Bang, 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 bang. But boy, I make good popcorn. People rave about it, Hank.
Yeah. Hey, Philip, you know, you might be from a Wisconsinite. If you define summer as 3 months of bad sledding.
That is true.
Yeah.
If you can get through the mosquitoes.
If snow tires come standard on all your cars. If you have ever gotten frostbitten and sunburned in the same week. That's true.
That is true.
That is true.
Maybe
yes,
even the same day.
If you ever learned to drive a tractor before the training wheels were off your bike.
You know, that might be true.
It wouldn't surprise me.
And some of us that grew up on the farm. Now, you would never think of this now. Of course, tractors and equipment are a lot different and whatnot. But, you know, we were driving tractor probably at, I would say 7 or 8.
Oh, if not earlier, Phil.
Yeah, or maybe earlier, but, you know, you'd have a little, we had an 8N Ford once in a while. Yep. You know, as a kid, you couldn't sit the seat, but you could stand on top of the clutch and the brake and things like that. So, yeah, you wouldn't think of that now, but we did it.
And hope to golly that you had enough power to push the clutch in where you put the brake.
Stop the tractor. Yep.
If down south means Chicago.
Right?
If traveling coast to coast means going from Superior to Milwaukee.
You know you're in Wisconsin. Yep.
If you know that Eau Claire is not something that you eat and a brat is something you do eat.
Eau Claire.
Yeah. Eau Claire. If you got a passport to go to Minnesota.
I like it.
If you know that Gotham is a real city.
Yeah, it is. And you don't say Gotham. You know, that you can tell somebody's a transplant when they say Gotham or they say Viola instead of Viola.
Yeah. Here's a funny story. When I first moved up here, my dad come through and I forgot where we were going, but we went through Muscaday.
Right.
And he goes, Muscoda.
Right.
I said, what? He goes, we're in Muscoda. I said, it's Muscaday. He goes, no, it's Muscoda in the South. I said, oh, yes, Dad.
So it is. And there are people, lots of people in the state that still say that wrong, too.
Yeah,
that's one of the most mispronounced of all the towns.
If you know how to polka, Phil, you're probably a Wisconsinite.
Oh, sure. Yeah. And even if you don't, you have to be willing.
If you have to go to Florida to get a tan in August. if you define swimming lessons as Labor Day weekend. If your 4th of July family picnic was moved indoors due to frost.
Yeah, that could happen.
If you refer to the Packers as we.
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
well, many people do that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what we got to do this fall.
If you make sense out of the words up north and Batree.
Batree.
I don't know what it is. Batree.
Batree.
Up north and Batree. If your neighbor throws a party to celebrate his new machine or his new sled.
Oh.
So if the snow on your roof in August weighs more than you do.
Oh, yes. Yeah, could be.
That's all of those, buddy. That's all of those.
You know you're from Wisconsin if, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's stuff.
And you already knew that. Pound for pound, hamburgers cost more than new cars. I've told you that before, haven't I?
I think so. Yeah. Right. But you can have like your hamburger helper without.
Without a hamburger?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like it that way?
No. But if it's kind of a slow week or it's before payday, maybe you have to.
I just tried. I'm lucky to even get the hamburger box. Then I just cooked that up. But anyway,
what
buddy,
do you do, Hank?
I hope you have a good weekend. There's all kind of events going on. Stay local. Stay. You know, and are you doing anything this weekend? You got those were the days, Saturday night.
I'll be back live in the studio. Yep. We won't be on Memorex this weekend.
No. Hank and Helium.
Hank and Helium, and then Sunday we'll be in Arena for hometown baseball.
I will see you there. They play Dodgeville.
Is that where you're going to be umpiring there?
Yeah. Well, I'm the only one right now.
Oh. Well, maybe I can set up my broadcast out by second base and
if you don't mind.
Yeah,
I mean,
there you go.
And we can just put a little piece of carpet over the extension cord.
It's hit up the middle. Oh.
Oh. Phil, we'll be right back. Buddy, have a good day.
Be kind. Yep.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca with our new location. Call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
Hi, this is John from Napa. This month, we're celebrating 20 years with Napa and Richland Center. We want to take this moment to thank you, our customers. We realize you have a choice where you can buy your parts or small engine parts and more, and we appreciate each and every one of you. We have enjoyed being locally owned and committing to helping the area with donating to area fundraisers, and we look forward to many more years to come to serve you. Thank you and have a great day.
Napa Know How! Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Hi, this is Julie Cairns with State Farm. Like a good neighbor is not just a corporate slogan or a catchy jingle. It's much more than that. It's how we try to encapsulate the enormous amount of heart and soul that drives our business. It's a title to a story that started over 100 years ago. At Julie Cairns State Farm, we're about relationships, not transactions. We participate in the lives of our customers and community. We are invited to help you with the things that matter most. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
There are so many things to look forward to with spring. Longer days and sunny skies. This is Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Spring is a sure sign of warmer days, but the weather is also unpredictable. A warm spring day can feel like summer, which means we turn the heat off and open up the windows. The next day, the temperature drops and we need our furnace. The constant cycle of having to adjust our heat for the cold days and AC for the sporadic warm days is a battle all spring long. Fortunately, heat pumps are a great solution for spotty weather days. Armstrong Air, the professional's choice, offers solutions that is important to your needs, such as efficiency, reliability, air quality, noise reduction, and peace of mind with controls that let you monitor your equipment's performance. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating for a quote on a heat pump, 647-6345.
Summer is heating up at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Discover unbeatable deals on top brands like Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, Maytag, Speed Queen, and Frigidaire. The Town & Country team will install your new appliances and recycle your old ones. Now with two locations to serve you. The Superstore at 2490 Highway 14 in Richland Center and the newly opened showroom at downtown Reedsburg at 206 East Main Street. For store hours and details about the incredible summer savings sale, visit townandcountryrc.com.
This day in history, 1955, Johnny Cash released his first single called Hey Porter, Hey Porter. It was in 1832 when Cyrus Hall McCormick received a patent for his reaping machine. 1997, the WNBA made its debut game as the Liberty downed the Sparks, 67-57. And in 2012, Miami's LeBron James capped his title bid with a leading the way night against the opponent Oklahoma City Thunder in the Heat. Picked up the win in the NBA Finals in five games. 2012, 12 years ago. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
From infants to men size 19, The Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High-Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit The Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday wishes on the 21st of June to Wyatt Jarr and Trinity Martinez from the Richland Center Primary School. Happy wishes going out today to Bob Storms. Happy 90 years young from the family. Have an awesome birthday, Cameron Murr from Park Street Christian Church. Betty Grimm from Park Street Christian Church. Happy birthday, Michael Muller from Lori and the Guys. And to Derek Hackle from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. Greetings to Bev Miller today from Willow Valley United Methodist Church. Best wishes, Bev. Muscadet, Avoca, and Blue River Lions Club. Saluting Justice Asamoah, to Brock Drone, and also to Joe Peterson. Happy anniversary, Jeremy and Melissa Mirabelli, to Darren and Becky Meese, to Ray and Joe Peterson, and Ryan and Samantha Rux. Richland Center Lions today wishing the best to Hudson Tukendorf, Cameron Murr, and Wyatt Jarr, also to Robert Storms, and to our old buddy Gary Goodconnect, who celebrates another year older. Yeah, he's getting older, but I don't think anybody in the right mind would still challenge him to a six-minute wrestling match. And happy anniversary to Nikki and Josh Turner, who celebrate today. Happy anniversary wishes to Mikkel and Barb Meyer today. Have a great day from Richland Center Free Methodist Church. Happy anniversary, Holly and Jason Huffman from Mom and Dad. Also to Dennis and Marge Dosh on their 55th from Janet and Arden. And wishes to Priscilla and Lyle Williams from your Boaz friends. Have a great anniversary. Happy birthday today to Miss Linda Wallace from your family, Todd, Heather, Mike, Addison, Isabel, and Frankie the dog, who called us this morning to wish you the best. So to royalty, that's Miss Linda Wallace. Have a happy day today. Happy anniversary wishes to Cody and Megan Heisel from Uncle Dave and Aunt Anita, to Matt and Mandy Ehrenberg from Ash Creek United Methodist Church. Best wishes on your special day. Happy anniversary, Megan and Cody Heisel from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. We also have greetings to Bob and Marilyn Olson from Sacred Heart Parish, and happy 49th to Bob and Marilyn. That was a hot day 49 years ago, I can tell you that. All the best today from Brian, Tiffany, and the family. And we want to wish a special couple a happy anniversary. That's Priscilla Powell and Lyle Williams, who were married at the Boaz United Methodist Church 55 years ago today. We thank God for his good care for them. Love and praying God's best for them. From 1963 classmate and traveling pal Alice and husband Tom Iverson. Also happy 55th anniversary to Priscilla and Lyle Williams from her Thompson students and friends as well.
If you just heard you're someone's name on the birthday list, I want to talk to you today. Hi, this is Amanda at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and I promise I can make this year's birthday extra memorable. We are Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler for a few reasons. We have the largest selection of perfect jewelry for all taste. We treat every customer like family. We compete with any competition with the fairest prices, and we have the best smiles. Shop J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
You can't Wither Schmidt Woodland Hills 50-50 cash raffle unless you buy a ticket. Tickets are now on sale and are just $10 each this year. This year could be the best raffle yet. Tickets are available at Schmidt Woodland Hills or at these local businesses: Julie Garen's State Farm Insurance, People's Community Bank, Napa Auto Parts, Quail Run Golf Links, Open Season Outlet, plus Louis Bar in Yuba and Turbo's in Hub City. The drawing will be July 18th at the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing.
66 in the fog at WRCO Radio. Here's one for our couples.
True love's a blessing. True love's a wonderful blessing. True love's a blessing. Wait and see. When you found the right girl, you found a priceless pearl. True love's a blessing. Yes, sirree. Some girls love for money. Some make love a game. Some girls use their love as stepping stones to fame. Flirt. Some girls use her love
Joanne has the news next.
Looking for the perfect lift chair? A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center has you covered. We carry the Ultra Comfort line of lift chairs. These top-of-the-line American-made lift chairs are customizable with options like extendable footrests, waterproof fabric, and some have a weight capacity of up to 600 pounds. Whether you need extra help standing or just want to lounge in luxury, visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street today for the ultimate in comfort and convenience. Your perfect lift chair is waiting.
Good morning. It is a foggy 66 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and Capital Wealth Advisory Group. A flood watch is in effect today through Saturday at 1 in Vernon, Crawford, and Richland counties, and from 2 until 7 Saturday in Sauk County. Mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms developing today, a high of 80. Tonight, humid with occasional rain and thunderstorms, a low of 67. In Richland Center, it's 66 degrees.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Bosqueville, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo has earned the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's Energy Star certification for superior energy efficiency for 2024. This recognition represents the diligent work of the plant operations team to save money and reduce operating costs by implementing and following industry best practices and careful attention to energy performance each month. It also showcases SSM Health's commitment to environmental responsibility. Dave Greenwood, plant operations manager for St. Clair Hospital Baraboo, shared that they received an Energy Star score of 82, which means that St. Clair is more efficient, energy efficient, than 82% of similar properties nationwide. Some of the projects that contributed to this score are upgrading to LED lighting in areas around the hospital that use light continuously 24/7. Moving to UV lighting in the air handlers, UV lights help keep the coils clean and creates less resistance for the airflow, allowing motors to work more efficiently. Replacing the media in the cooling towers, which enables the water to be colder before bringing it into the chiller, saving energy. And having new boiler controls and variable frequency drives installed on pumps. The VFDs allows the pumps to modulate depending on load, which in turn saves energy. The Energy Star rating system is the only energy efficiency certification that is based on actual verified energy performance. Facilities that score a 75 or higher are eligible to apply for Energy Star certification. Before facilities can earn the Energy Star certification, a professional engineer or registered architect must verify that the information contained within the certification application is accurate. Governor Tony Evers, together with the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority, has announced that WEDA has reached an all-time home purchase record in its 52-year history. According to WEDA, data is its single-family team has closed 240% more home purchases than the previous year. This announcement comes as Governor Evers proclaimed June 2024 Wisconsin Home Ownership Month in conjunction with National Home Ownership Month. At the end of the fiscal year 2023, WIDA closed 1,121 home purchases valued at $190 million. With time remaining in the 2024 fiscal year, the single-family team has closed more than 27 home loans exceeding $558 million. The previous all-time high at WIDA was 2006, when mortgage lending reached $557.4 million. Wisconsin has more people working than at any time in its history. Department of Workforce Development Section Chief Scott Hodek says the continued low unemployment rate is good for workers because there are plenty of positions open that may have better pay and benefits than your current job. Over 3 million people are now employed in the state, and the unemployment level is at 2.9%, about a point below the national average. Whether former UW lacrosse chancellor Joe Gow will teach classes is now in the hands of a committee. The former chancellor and university officials wrapped up their arguments Thursday about whether Gow should keep his tenured faculty position. The hearing committee chair said a decision about this is due as soon as practical. Per university rules. The decision will be a written report delivered to both Gow and interim UWL Chancellor Betsy Morgan. She'll then either adopt the recommendation or send it to UW System Board of Regents. If she disagrees with the committee's recommendation, Gow was removed as chancellor last December after he and his wife produced and posted pornographic videos online. University officials then moved in March to fire him from his tenured position. Missing 3-year-old Elijah Vu's mother, 31-year-old Katrina Bauer, could have a resolution in her case. That was the statement from Bauer's attorney, Ann Larson, during a status conference at the Manitowoc County Courthouse Thursday afternoon. Bauer is facing child neglect charges after she allegedly dropped off Elijah to her boyfriend, Jesse Vang, so he could make him a man. Bauer will be back in court on July 1st for a scheduling conference in front of Judge Robert DeWayne. She also faces two counts of resisting or obstructing a peace officer. Vang will be back in court next Friday for his own status conference. The annual Gospel to Haiti Mississippi Catfish Supper will be held this evening from 4 to 8 at the Richland County Fairgrounds. The cost of the meal is a free will donation. For those who would prefer, chicken is also available. Tonight will also feature a flower auction with a variety of baskets. The big auction will begin tomorrow morning at 9 at the fairgrounds. A large amount of items, including an Alice Chalmers tractor and a building, are included in the auction. The day will also feature food and refreshments, a bake sale, and gun raffle. Well, we've hit the middle of June Dairy Month in Wisconsin, but there are still many dairy breakfasts to enjoy. The Vernon County Dairy Breakfast will be held tomorrow at Gady Acres LLC on Wire Hollow Road in rural Viroqua. You can enjoy pancakes, eggs, sausage, or steak. The local Pine Valley Repeaters has been around for nearly 50 years. Mike Kaufman is president of the Pine Valley Repeaters Club.
The club actually got started about 1975, and there was five of us. I was one of the original founding members. Richard Newman is the only other surviving member of the group here that started it. We had Cliff Wilson, Gus Slayback, and Carl Sievertson. We were the original people that started the club. And we built our first repeater from scratch, and we got it up on top of the hill. And it kind of went dormant for a little bit. And then all of a sudden, we started having more ham radio operators in the community, and things started to perk up again.
One person's hobby provides a vital public service in time of need. That describes the world and passion of ham radio operators.
We like to serve the community in times of need, times of disaster, tornadoes, storm spotting, whatever seems to be the need in the community. The ham radio group is out there ready to go and provide communications.
Every June, more than 40,000 hams throughout North America set up temporary transmitting stations in public places to demonstrate ham radio science, skill, and service to our communities and our nation. It combines public service, emergency preparedness, community outreach, and technical skills all in a single event field day has been an annual event since 1933 and remains the most popular event in ham radio. The Pine Valley Repeaters will be participating in Field Day this Saturday and Sunday at the Richland County Airport in Sextonville. The club will show the community how ham radio works, while at the same time making various contacts with other hams across the nation and world.
What we actually go ahead and do is we cannot use any commercial electricity or anything. Everything has to be done right there so that in case of an emergency, this is what Field Day is all about. It's a contest, and it's a chance for ham radio operators to go ahead and set up their equipment and a remote place with no conveniences and see how many people they can talk to.
The Field Day will kick off at 8 tomorrow morning and run through Sunday evening at 5. The Pine Valley Repeaters will be set up at the Richland County Airport in Sextonville.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Today is Friday, June 21st. Daryl Eugene Kickstand Mead Sr., 50 of Lone Rock, died June 12th. A funeral service will be held at 1 o'clock Saturday at the Spring Green Community Church, followed by a memorial ride to the Centurion Clubhouse in Blanchardville for a celebration of life. Friends may call at the Spring Green Community Church Saturday from 11 until the time of service at 1. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements. For Daryl Eugene, Kickstand Mead Sr., 50 of Lone Rock. Donald L. Newberry, 70 of Avoca, died June 8th at his home. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 11 to 2 at Victoria Riverside Park in Muscadet. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. For Donald L. Newberry, 70 of Avoca. Shirley L. Rako, 74 of Avoca and McFarland, died Saturday at home after a courageous battle with rectal cancer. Funeral services will be held Monday at 1 at the Goddard Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Burial will follow at the Avoca Cemetery with a luncheon to follow at the Avoca Community Center. Friends may call at the Goddard Pratt Funeral Home Monday from 10 until the time of service at 1. Memorials can be made to a Grace Hospice in Dodgeville. Shirley L. Rako, 74 of Avoca and McFarland. Lorinda Lou Clary, 78 of North Dakota, died Tuesday at Luther Memorial Home in Mayville, North Dakota. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Tuesday from 4 to 6 and Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Lorinda Lou Clary, 78 of North Dakota.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. With warmer weather comes summer fun, and this month, we have the event for you. On Saturday, June 29th, from 10 to 3, we invite all of our friends to our grand reopening at the new location. We will have two local food trucks, a coffee truck, Tiny Acres, and store product door prizes and giveaways. Stop inside on that day only to receive 5% off your entire purchase and $5 off a large bag of Next Level dog food. We hope to see you there, as it's bound to be loads of fun. Thank you to all of our friends for your continuous business and support, because without you, there wouldn't be us. It's Feed, Seed, and Such, 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center, 647-8833.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland.